It's Susie from Merp, and I'm here with Carla from Butcher Babies.
Hi.
How was the convention?
Oh my gosh, it was an incredible convention, especially for the first year of a convention. Usually it's really hard to get people excited about new conventions, but there were so many fans here. Everyone had a blast. The musicians that are here signing all seemed to have fun. We all got hangovers, so that's a good sign, right? We all had a good time. No, but everyone had a great time. It was awesome.
Friday night seemed to me like Chris won the lottery and just had a bunch of his rock and roll friends over.
Right? It was like the best party ever. It was so much fun to see old friends and make some new ones and just relax before, you know, you gear up for a big event like this. So it was a blast. I liked that he got us all together and kind of broke the ice before we started the convention.
I think that was a good idea, too. You and Heidi have been friends for a long time, and you're also bandmates. Is there any advice you would give for people to keep your band and friendship together?
I think that having a mutual love and respect for each other and admiring each other's talents and telling each other often what is special about them and realizing where your weaknesses are and where their strengths are and how to put those together to make something work. I feel like a lot of women in general have a hard time working together because women tend to be jealous rather than supportive. And Heidi and I are two completely different people, but together our personality is like, you know, it just becomes this one big unit. And like I said, the mutual love and respect is how we've managed to have that kind of relationship and write together and build our career together.
I find as I get older that it's better to empower other women. I mean, it just does nothing but good.
Definitely. You know, people always say it takes nothing away from you to compliment someone else. And I think that women don't learn that until it's at least 30 sometimes. And it's unfortunate because there is no reason to compete. Everyone is different. Everyone is special and beautiful in their own way. And I think that jealousy is a natural thing, but instead of being, you know, you can say, oh man, I wish I had that going on, but instead of using it as a negative, make it a positive and inspire yourself to do something that you love. And let people have their moments. That's what I've realized. If your friend has, say, you know, Heidi will come to my art shows. It's not, you know, her thing, it's my thing, but she comes there to support me because she's my friend. And I would do the same for her and something that I'm not involved in. Be your friend's cheerleaders. It's completely fine to do that. And the more that you spread positivity, the more it'll come back to you.
I know that we heard from your talk yesterday,
yesterday, yeah.
That you do some grief counseling. That must take an awful lot of empathy.
It does. I was a funeral director and embalmer for years before we started Butcher Babies. So I started that way. And then I went back to school for grief counseling in my spare time while we were touring. And I really love doing it. It's very emotionally draining on me because I am an empathetic person. But I love helping people get unstuck in certain parts of their life, especially grief. I've always been drawn to grief my whole life. I'm not sure what it is about it. And most people don't realize that grief is not just about death and dying. It's about loss in general, whether it's loss of a spouse, like a divorce. It could be loss of a job, loss of a certain kind of lifestyle. And there's so many different things, and I just love helping people, like I said, get unstuck.
I love that about you. I connect with you on that level as well. I am an empath as well. But I also love Pantera, my favorite band. So I've had a connection to
that.
These next ones are just going to go through fast.
Sure.
Favorite thing to do in Portland?
Get Stumptown Coffee. That's probably my favorite thing. I love Stumptown Coffee, and I'm pretty sure it's based here. Even in the airport, there was a huge Stumptown Coffee, so I'm a big fan of that.
First band that made you love metal?
First band that made me love rock and roll was Guns N' Roses. The first band that made me love metal was Metallica, Justice for All album.
Best part of being a musician?
I think that when you're a musician, I think the best feeling is being up there on stage. The adrenaline rush that you get is just so intense. It's better than any drug, any sex, anything you could possibly experience in your life.
The biggest thing you sacrifice?
Time with the people that I love. You know, I leave everything behind when I tour. And you do it, I mean, heads up that everyone that you go to see on the road, every night that you're seeing them, they've left someone at home that misses them incredibly. And there's people at home taking care of your life, taking care of your pets, taking care of your home, and you're out there. And there's just, it's so crazy to think about it. But I think, yeah, my loved ones.
What is your wish for Butcher Babies for the rest of the year and next year?
For this year, I just wish we'd get some rest, which we're going to do. We're going to stay home and write this for the rest of the year and part of next year. So we're going to get some rest. We're going to regroup, which I think is completely necessary to take a breather once in a while, no matter what kind of career you're in, to kind of reestablish, you know, what you are, who you are, what you want, and rebuild together. So we're excited about taking a break.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.